peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a book that was often cited in certain church circles a few years ago. It was by John Ortberg, and it was entitled, If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Get Out of the Boat. I have to confess that I've never read the book, but the title always intrigued me and came to mind as I was reflecting on today's gospel text. But let's set the context a bit. Jesus had spent what was presumably a long day teaching. I'm sure that the disciples hung on his every word and may have been a little confused when Jesus sent them away early to take the boat to the other side of the lake. I think Jesus just wanted some downtime. He dismissed the crowds and headed to the hills to pray. When you read the Gospels, take note of what a regular rhythm that was in Jesus' life. That often he would pull himself apart from the crowds and even from his disciples because he wanted to pray. I can never read those passages without feeling a bit of a nudge that maybe I should be doing some more praying. The disciples, meanwhile, were on the Sea of Galilee. I remember being on the Sea of Galilee when I went to Israel about 20 years ago. Hard to believe it's been that long. We went for a sail on something called the Jesus boat. It was a replica of the kind of boat that the disciples may well have been navigating across these waters. From my perspective, the Sea of Galilee is not a huge body of water. But you have to remember that I grew up on the shores of Lake Superior, the largest freshwater lake in the world. The Sea of Galilee reminded me more of some of the lakes north of Thunder Bay where people had summer cottages, relatively tiny compared to Lake Superior. But on that particular boat trip, we were warned that the Sea of Galilee could become very rough in times of storms. Now, the disciples should have been able to cross over to the other side in a matter of a few hours. But the text tells us the wind was against them. So even the next morning, they were still in the middle of the sea, probably extremely tired, probably a little bit disgruntled, maybe even a little frightened. It's no wonder that when they saw Jesus approaching the boat over the waves, their first thought was, it's a ghost. Because in their experience, people don't just walk over the surface of the water. They cried out in fear. Actually, the text probably makes it sound less dramatic than it was. I'll bet they were screaming. And Jesus responded to them, encouraging them not to be afraid, because he was with them. Now, fear is a normal human reaction to something that startles us or makes us feel overwhelmed, insecure, or inadequate. We all experience fear from time to time, but over and over again in the Bible we are told to fear not. Not because there is nothing in the universe to be afraid of, but because whatever we are confronted by, we are with Jesus. I really do find myself wondering about Peter. He hears the words of Jesus, and you can tell that he's just not quite sure of what is real. He says, Lord, if it is really you, command me to come to you on the water. I seriously wonder what was going on in his head. If it was a ghost, did he expect it to disappear? But Jesus responds to this crazy notion of Peter's with the invitation to come. Come and join him strolling on the surface of the water. What an incredible idea. But Peter, always ready to step out and give it a shot, leaves the safety of the boat, launching himself onto the surface of the water. Now, our text doesn't give us any indication of what the other disciples thought about this. I suspect that they might have thought he was a bit crazy. I suspect that they might have even tried to dissuade him from such a reckless course of action. But Peter, with his eyes firmly fixed on Jesus, steps out and feels the water sloshing around his sandals. You see, that is the point of the story. His eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. He could do something incredible. Walk on water, just like Jesus. But of course, Peter gets distracted. Instead of focusing on Jesus and continuing to walk toward him, he starts feeling the wind whipping around him, and the next thing you know, he's sinking. But here I want you to pay close attention to the text and how the story unfolds. It is not that the winds and the waves overcome his ability to keep walking. We are told that he became frightened and then started to sink. And in a panic, he calls out for Jesus to save him. In effect, he was overwhelmed not by the circumstances around him, but by his own fear. Jesus even asks him, "Why did you doubt?" We are left with the impression that if Peter had not succumbed to his own fear, he may well have been strolling on the surface of the Sea of Galilee for a good long time. But what does this amazing story have to say about our life with Jesus? And I want to go back to the title of that intriguing book, "If You Want to Walk on Water, You Have to Get Out of the Boat." Do we want to walk on water? Of all the disciples, it seems that it was only Peter who was up for what looked like an impossible adventure. Jesus calls, and he responded. The rest of the disciples stayed in the relative safety of the boat. The book title is really asking, how much are we willing to risk in our faith walk? Or do we just want a safe, comfortable existence? Can we jump out of the boat into something to which Jesus is calling us, even if it feels a little scary, even if it feels a little impossible? Can I put that into the context of parish life and ask, is Jesus calling you to some area of ministry that feels just a little overwhelming? And when you sense that call, do you let yourself be caught up in the fear of inadequacy? Peter experienced something amazing, even if only for a few moments. Now, it's easy to chide Peter for his doubt, but I remember my professor Dallas Willard commenting that if he had even walked on water for just 3 seconds, it would have certainly been, in fact, it would have prominently been featured on his resume. I walked on water for 3 seconds. Even after Peter started sinking, he knew to call out to Jesus. And when we are engaged in something that feels a little overwhelming, we too can call out to Jesus for whatever help we need. Life does get a little stormy from time to time. We feel the winds and we see the waves. The disciples probably felt that they were battling the heavy winds all by themselves. But Jesus was aware of every wave, and he was walking over the water to be with them. On this day, the disciples learned that Jesus had power over the wind and waves. And Peter learned that as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he could walk on water, but he had to get out of the boat. Whatever Jesus is calling us to do, the message is the same. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen.